This is Dr. Richard Bartlett, founder of Matrix Energetics, and you're listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
Welcome back to 21st Century Radio with our guest, Dr. George Yu, MD. Go to www.totallyyu, spelled Y-U, www.totallyyu.com. And that's linked on the front page of 21stCenturyRadio.com. Or call his office in Annapolis at 410-897-0540. That's 410-897-0540. Well, we're going to switch gears now and talk about men's sex hormones. What is andropause, or what you refer to as androlag?
Well, we've been focusing on women. Men don't talk much. You know, they're not as proactive about talking about their health. But it's very clear that men, you know, just as you see physically, move from a youthful build to a, you know, a more of an older man's build. You know, what I call the chicken legs, pot belly, small breast, slump shoulders, and a hunchback. Mm-hmm. That's a typical aging look mm-hmm. from a V-shaped muscle man. So what happens is that there's a slower decline, and men don't have the hot flashes. But as I have seen, when we castrate them for prostate cancer advanced stage, they will get it immediately, just like the woman. Mm. So my patients who had that would say, now I know how my wife felt when she went through this change. Mm-hmm. So both sexes have it. And it's a little different for men. It's a little slower. But if we perform it and induce it as we do even today with advanced aggressive cancers, which are involved all parts of the body, you will see it. The sequence of events is the same as women. They will have osteoporosis. They will have loss of muscle mass. Their brain will not function as well. In 1978, when I was privileged to work with W.W. Scott, one of the things that I saw was within 2 weeks, they were fatigued. They had no erectile functions. They had no libido. They had hot flashes. And little by little, a large number of them became diabetics. I followed these cases, and the reason I could say it's 100 because they were a combination from a study, the National Prostatic Cancer Study, and Dr. Scott's own patients who often will call me, and a lot of hopeful people who call Johns Hopkins to talk with Dr. Scott. I would answer their questions, and I basically became their point man. And in that 1 year I was assigned, I got to become friends with them, and, you know, we talked. And many of them became diabetic slowly towards the 9-10 months year. Afterwards, we saw the publications maybe 1996. This was 1978. By 1996, the Swedish researchers, Jan Torp, noted that there was a problem with glucose metabolism, and it convinced me that there was something serious going on. I continue being a good, faithful urological surgeon until around 2006, when I saw the first paper by Molly Shores looking at the mortality of men who started losing hormones. That's different from eunuchs, which are castrated early on in life, and so they're not typically a male developing high testosterone by 20s, and then a degradation after that. So once I saw that, and it was a very well put together study, I began to say to myself that I need to focus on this because there are plenty of good surgeons, well-trained. This is something that not many urologists or endocrinologists had an interest in until more recently. Mm-hmm. And the sequence of events is slow. What I saw in 1 year is what most doctors see in a 50-year period. They call it aging. But that caricature that I gave you, Bob, is typical. I tell the women, look at your husband sideways while he's shaving in the morning and tell me if he has any of those characteristics.
Well, I certainly did there for a little while. I'm getting a little better here. At least my wife certainly thinks so.
You look great. Yeah. You look great.
Thank you. What makes low testosterone so important for health, affecting your blood sugar and all muscles, including your penile erectile sinus muscles?
Wow, that's a big question. But first of all, let me just make one remark. Taking just a cream will not solve your problem as it shows on television. That is not correct. The major cause that I see in the clinic, and that's where my strength is. I'm not a researcher. I did publish 3 papers in the last 2 years, but my focus is on clinical work, and I have seen a lot of patients. And, you know, one of the things that is very clear is that when men start losing their hormones, their body changes. First of all, one of the things that I alluded to in the Swedish study was that the glucose disposal rate, the rate in which your body gets rid of sugar that you eat or proteins that you eat converted to sugar, going into the muscle cells, brain, and liver, is slowed down when your testosterone goes down. We don't understand the exact reason, but it seems to occur even before you're fat. But fat, the metabolic, the apple belly, the pot belly, is a typical example of loss of muscle and more accumulation of fat. It's what we call the shift in from anabolic dominance to catabolic dominance as a man ages. They lose bone, they lose height, they lose muscle. And one of the most interesting things about testosterone, and not dihydrotestosterone, which is a stronger male hormone, or DHEA from the adrenal gland, is that it really affects the muscles a lot. Because in the muscle cells, there is not much enzyme called the alpha reductase. Testosterone is the most important hormone to maintain the health and function of muscles. The muscles that you see outwardly, the shoulders that I alluded to, the chicken legs, the thigh legs, is skeletal muscle that you can see. But what you can't see is the muscles that we call smooth muscles that are involuntary. And that includes the heart muscle, which is a cardiomyocyte. So these muscles all depend on how much and how well balanced your testosterone is to your estradiol, estrogen, female hormone, your cortisol level, which is from the adrenal gland, and your insulin, which is from the pancreas, controlling the sugar and sugar storage. Does that help you a little bit in terms of
it does.
Answering that question? The most important thing is, I remember writing an article, George Washington University magazine, and my chief and I said, well, and we won't publish this, but erectile function is a barometer of your general health. In fact, there's publications in the Urological Journal which shows that people who have erectile dysfunctions in about 7 to 10 years will have heart problems.
Oh, my.
So these small muscles are gauges to tell you how well your functions from the testosterone are functioning.
Does taking testosterone cause prostate cancer, and why is this an issue?
It's a very confusing issue. It's controversial, but I have looked at this long and hard, and in my mind, giving testosterone does not cause prostate cancer. The big study by Rodman and Associates in 2008 tried to compare people's testosterone levels and prostate cancer, and they could not show that there was any correlation. Carter and Associates from my old alma mater a long time ago could not show from longitudinal studies that testosterone had anything to do with causing prostate cancer. They did change their mind a little bit, but I think the old paper still stands. So they can never show that. Why is it that urologists don't like testosterone? It's very simple. Charles Huggins in 1947 from the University of Chicago, by the way, he was associated with W.W. Scott, who I work with, and I learned a lot about Charles Huggins through W.W. Scott. And what he won the Nobel Prize for was the relationship between testosterone to prostate cancer and estradiol to breast cancer. In that, in his finding, when a person had very aggressive, progressing prostate cancer, if they castrated him, the cancer would stop. It did not go away. They would have about 5 years before it recurred, and then they would die. So that made it stick. So most urologists thought testosterone's bad, and of course the bad press from overdosing, synthetic steroids, the gym rats overdosing 100 times the level, or it doesn't help the understanding, the public understanding of it. But testosterone by itself is not always important. Testosterone in relationship to others. One of our biggest clinical findings is that people who have sleep apnea will have very little testosterone. I have seen men 6'5", built like a bull, weak, fatigued all the time. Now, which comes first? I believe it's the sleep apnea. I believe it's the lack of sleep, the cortisol stress that downgrades all the testosterone level for men. Don't focus only on testosterone. Men will change and have more female hormones as they age. The fat cells will convert the testosterone to female estradiol.
Well,
don't think about that.
No, they certainly don't. I didn't. Well, Dr. Yu, we're about out of time. You're going to have to join us again to continue our conversation in this and other areas in the months ahead. Would you join us again?
I'd be glad to, Bob.
Thank you ever so much for joining us again. Friends, Dr. George Yu, MD, Sex, Hormones, Aging, and Health, www.totallyyu.com, linked on the front page at 21stCenturyRadio.com. His number at his office is 410-897-0540.
Stimulating talk around the clock and breaking news now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore and WCBM.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lissandro, one member of the Coast Guard.